Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. We're located in Brookfield, Wisconsin, a western suburb of Milwaukee, and I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and the senior citizens pastor at Brookside. And as the counseling pastor, many times I'm asked questions that, boy, I say, whew, what's the answer to that? I was asked a question quite a few years ago that really caught my attention. And the question was, what do you think is the hardest commandment to keep? And boy, my mind just started thinking about the hardest commandment to keep. Well, maybe it would be, you know, the Great Commission, going to all the world and preach the gospel. Or maybe the one about turning the other cheek. I knew that was a tough one. You know, we all face difficulties, and we all face just struggles in our Christian life. It reminded me of a believer that I read about a couple of years ago that started his prayer out. He said, "So far today, God, I've done all right. I haven't gossiped, haven't lost my temper, haven't been greedy or been nasty or self-centered. And I'm really glad about that. But in a few minutes, God, I'm going to have to get out of bed. And then I'm going to need a lot of help. Thanks." Well, you know, we can all identify, I think, with that. We do pretty well until we get out of bed. And it's the struggles of life. And one of the biggest struggles, I think, is the struggle to forgive those who have hurt us and lied about us and many times even sought to destroy us or our reputation or maybe our position of leadership. Maybe an attack, so to speak, on the workplace or maybe at school. And, boy, you know, when the Lord says that we are supposed to forgive them, immediately our minds just go into a spin. Like, Lord, you know what they said about me. You know how much it has hurt me, and I've never been hurt so much. I was talking to someone the other day about losing loved ones and the difficulty there. And then I just made the comment, you know, regardless of whether it was a sudden loss or one after a long period of sickness, I don't think anything hurts as badly as being rejected and divorced. And boy, the guy I was talking to said, well, I think you're right on there. I mean, at least if someone passes away, you know that they loved you, you know, prior to that time, but to be rejected. And that's what I'm talking about. The rejection and the hurt and the pain. I'll never forget when I was pastoring in Atlanta, I had preached a message on forgiveness and how we were supposed to forgive other people. And the next day I was visited by one of our school teachers that taught in our Christian school. And she said, "Pastor, I don't guess I'm going to be able to continue teaching here because I'm just not able to do what you were preaching about yesterday." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" She said, "There are a couple of people I just cannot forgive." She proceeded to tell me the story that her mom and dad were secret Satan worshipers. They were very active in the local Baptist church. He was in a position of leadership and everybody looked up to him. But in their secret lives, they were Satan worshipers. And when she was born, they took her out into the woods and presented her as a sacrifice to Satan. But because she was born with a physical disability, the Satanists rejected her. And her dad became so incensed that he just began to treat her hatefully. And then when she began to develop into a teenager, he began to sexually abuse her. That went on all the way through her teenage years and even when she would come home from college and then would harass her after she graduated from college and moved away. And she said, "Pastor, how in the world can I forgive that?" And to be honest with you, I really didn't have an answer for her. And I said, "I don't know. Come back to me in a couple of days because I really don't know what to tell you." And to be honest with you, friends, how do you forgive something like that after you've been hurt so badly for so long? And I was studying and praying and just seeking the heart of God, and I came across, I think, the verse that teaches us how we forgive. We know we're supposed to forgive. We know the Bible teaches to forgive, but how do you do it? And the verses are Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. It says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Well, we say, okay, Lord, I know I'm supposed to forgive. But Lord, how do I do it? It reminds us of Romans chapter 7, verses 18 to 20 that says, I know I'm supposed to be doing it, but how to perform it, I do not know. Because you see, anger is common to us all. Every one of us struggle with anger in certain situations at certain times. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. Anger is common to us all. I mean, we've got people around us that are trying to teach us that it's all right to be angry. Maybe folks at work listening to your situation at home will say, just divorce him. You don't have to put up with that. Or you've been wronged, and folks will say, well, just take him to court. We got the world around us. We got the flesh within us that tell us that one of the reasons we have such struggles is because we are fleshly. Yes, we are born again, and we have the Spirit of God within us, but we have the flesh within us. And God says in Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. It's interesting that word regard in the Latin is the word video. It's kind of like regarding someone's sin is like putting it into your VCR and reviewing it over and over and over again. And God says, if that's the way we are treating someone else's sin, then we are not being willing to forgive. And God says, then I won't hear your prayer. Well, that's the flesh. Then, of course, we've got the devil. It says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. That's Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. Isn't it amazing how that when I give in to my wrath, I give the devil an opportunity to work in my life. Now, I know a lot of you are probably listening to me and saying, Pastor Huffman, is it wrong to be hurt? Well, no, it's not. But it's wrong to be offended. See, being hurt is not a sin. But not attempting to bring resolution to that hurt will result in sin. The Bible tells us in Romans 12, verses 17 to 21, that we are to try to make things right as much as lieth in us, to live peaceably with all men, and not to bring vengeance upon someone else, but turn that over to the Lord. I mean, the Lord was hurt by his own persecutors, but he didn't sin. You remember in Matthew 23:37, he was hurt by the rejection of Israel, but he didn't sin. See, being hurt is not a sin. Being offended is a sin. Psalm 119:165 says, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. John 16:1, these things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. And so consequently, not being willing to do something about the hurt, to try to make things right with other people. Now, many times in my counseling, I'm talking to folks and they'll say, well, Pastor, I'm not bitter. I'm okay. I came across something that really helped me as I was asking questions of the folks to whom I was talking. Here are 8 tests of unforgiveness. Number 1, can I thank God for the lesson I learned in pain? Can I thank God for the lessons that I learned in pain? Because the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. But if there's some areas of pain that you can't thank God for the lessons that you learned in your pain, maybe you haven't forgiven yet. How about number 2? Can I talk about the event or the person without anger, resentment, or feelings of revenge? Can I talk about them? See, the Bible says the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I can't be involved in doing things that are righteous if I've got an angry thought or attitude. Number 3, have I accepted my part of the blame for what happened? And there may be something that God is trying to teach you that might be a part of the blame. Number 4, have I asked God what lessons he desires to teach me through this? See, being a sovereign God, God has allowed it to happen. And so obviously, God wants you to learn some lessons. Instead of praying, Lord, get me out of this, we need to be praying, Lord, what do you want me to get out of this? Have I asked God what lessons he desires to teach me? Number five, can I revisit the scene or envision the name or face without a negative reaction? Number six, can I reward those who hurt me? Now, I guess that's probably the hardest thing because Matthew 5:44 says, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them who hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. Can I reward those who hurt me? Number seven, have I surrendered my offender to God? Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord, Romans 12:19. Have I surrendered that person to the Lord? Number eight, do I find myself criticizing other people? Romans chapter 2 and verse 1 says that when I am involved in an area of sin, often I begin to become very critical of other people who are involved in sin as well. Well, when we consider forgiveness, the hardest thing in the world to do, let's first of all think about what it is not. First of all, it is not a one-time act. It's not good enough just to say, okay, I forgive you. Secondly, it's not a feeling, because you may not feel like forgiving. Thirdly, it's not condoning the act. Sometimes we feel like if I forgive that person, then they'll think it's all right, and it's not all right. Well, the question is, are you all right? And that's what God wants to make you all right. And fourthly, forgiveness is not forgetting. It's not forgetting. You don't have to forget, but you just have to develop God's viewpoint on what was said or what was done and the actions that came your way. Well, you say, Pastor Robin, okay, what is forgiveness? Well, number one, it's an ongoing process as opposed to a one-time experience. An ongoing process. You remember when Peter asked, Lord, how many times do I have to forgive somebody who sins against me? And Jesus said, no, Peter, not seven times, but 70 times seven. It's an ongoing process. And friends, we are quickly running out of time in our broadcast this morning. But the next time we get together, let's talk about that. Let's talk about how that works and what God is trying to do in our lives. And it could be that you are listening to me this morning and simply saying, Pastor, I need prayer, because this is obviously an area that is destroying my life. Well, that's why we're here at Brookside. Let us know how we can minister for you and to you in prayer. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.